Welcome to the Chromecast, the official podcast from Chrome Unboxed, where we unpack everything from hardware to software in the world of Chrome and Chrome OS, so that you can be more informed on all the latest updates, changes, and devices.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to yet another episode of the Chromecast Podcast.
Chromecast Podcast.
My name is Joe. That other voice over there is Robbie.
Also known as Laryngitis Larry.
Like, you already had a bit of the retired country singer, you know, tone.
Yeah.
Now it's a whole... You're now a retired country singer who's smoked Marlboro Reds.
Smoke cartons, baby.
Like, not you didn't smoke a pack of cigarettes a day.
A day.
You're talking.
We'll lean right all the way in if I let my voice go and really just don't work on it.
You're gonna blow someone's speakers if you keep.
I'm sorry. This is what my voice sounds like if I don't work to change it.
I said earlier that you sounded like the guy from Dune.
Doing like the low chance.
Yeah, that's you, man.
Yeah, this has been frustrating. I've never had laryngitis before.
It's wild. It
may be like I may end up having to go like 3-4 days and not talk.
You probably need a rest. Yeah.
Need a rest. It's so hard to do.
Mm-hmm. I know you're not faking it, because this morning we went and spoke to some youth. I'm trying to think of the Michael Scott Tots. What was that?
Scott's Tots.
Scott's Tots. We got up there and Robbie was like, we're just gonna do a scholarship for everybody in here, and I'm like, no.
We're giving Chromebooks. Everybody's getting Chromebooks for you and your families.
We're like, no, dude, we can't do that. No, we didn't do that, but we did go talk to some high school juniors this morning, and it was really fun.
Yeah, it was like a youth leadership kind of thing.
It was great. They were attentive. They asked great questions. We had one audience member who we started talking, and he raised his hand like as I was doing the intro, and he's like, I recognized you, and he was a fan, and he had seen our videos and been a subscriber, and then came up afterwards and was, you know, introducing himself and telling us a little bit about himself, and it was just really cool. It was fun. But I let you do a spiel at the beginning of getting started on your kitchen floor, and it wasn't even maybe 10 minutes.
If that, yeah.
And towards the end, Roberto was getting quite raspy.
Yeah,
so
the voice was bad.
So we're gonna do our same kind of format for today's episode of kind of picking one topic and rolling with it. And today's topic is a kind of workshop.
Yeah.
Let's say.
Yeah.
It's a workshop.
You get to live sit in here. We just decided to do this right before we started rolling.
We were
like,
thinking,
you know what?
Let's
do it.
We had a few different topics, and then I said, why don't we, as I was sitting here looking, you said something, and then I was like, we need to do our best Chromebooks. Like, holy crap, we need
to.
Yeah,
the end of the year is just kind of like,
it's
really
snuck up. It's
a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, but. Yeah, lots. And we have potentially a partner we're trying to work through some of those details on for best Chromebooks. And so that's been a little bit of the delay on my end. But we were like, man, we need to do that Monday. We need to create the list. But I was like, let's just work through it. Like, let's talk through it. in what we talk about today may not be that final list. You'll see that coming out soon, but it's probably going to be fairly close. And so the first thing I wanted to start with was criteria and the way that we think about the best Chromebooks of the year. We've done it before where we had price categories, essentially affordable, mid-range, and high-end.
Yeah.
And I think that was good for like last year.
It was good for the year before.
Yeah. That first year we did it, we didn't have a ton in the top. It was like Pixelbook and
there was some random other device.
But there's never been, I mean, Chromebooks over, I think we lowered the bar last year. It was only 700, right? The year before was 750, I think.
Yeah, anything above 699, I think.
Yeah.
That's where we went.
And so, you know, we had done that, our kind of categories. But as Chromebook Plus has shaken out, as we've had more and more devices come into the market, as we've had, you know, I think just generally the market is maturing, we're getting, you know, a variety of devices. But it's also kind of like shrinking into this middle section, and which is Chromebook Plus, the Chromebook Plus effect.
Well, and I think Chromebook Plus is almost...
It's a reflection of
what the market was doing anyway.
Exactly.
So we've talked about that. We talked about that last year around kind of the best Chromebooks list. It's like, man, that middle ground is like where the meat is. Yeah.
And so rather than sitting and trying to say, all right, within that middle ground, we have to pick one winner and two follow-up winners, if the bulk of the best Chromebooks of the year are going to fall in that category,
right?
Let's just make a top 10 and pick the best Chromebooks, and they might be there might be a cheaper one in there that's best in its own way.
Right. I think it's just the best. Like it's no different than the Chromebook Plus approach, where here's a bunch of Chromebooks, they're all good, and you at the end of the day are going to need to choose. You know, do I want a convertible or a touchscreen? I just really want a clamshell. Am I really more concerned with this, that, or the other? And if we cover all those things, and you get to make that choice. But we've kind of, instead of looking everywhere else, here's 10 to look at. And spoiler alert, I can already tell you before we've even talked about this, all the Chromebook Pluses won't be on here.
No.
There are other devices, I think, that I should say Chromebook Plus branded devices. It's a good
Chromebook
chance
Plus
all
certified.
Of them, yeah, there's a good chance all of them will be Chrome. Well, almost all of them will be. There's one I know right off the top of my head that... Two, maybe three that will be on this list for sure.
So, yeah, I mean, I can think of two right now. So we're gonna kind of talk through it.
And one other part to this too is like the middle ground has kind of become the go-to place for Chromebooks as far as price. But there's so much fluctuation. Like when we did the price bracket thing, it's like, well, we got to go on MSRP. And here's the unfortunate part. For the better part of a month, a device that's pretty good in the X360 14C that's normally $699 that would be in the top end, be the high-end Chromebook, right, has been $320 off most days, taking it down to $379. $329. So now all of a sudden it's way down. Like it's almost in the super affordable. A super affordable used to, I think we moved it to $399.
I think we did, yep.
So it now becomes the low end. Like that's super confusing, I think. So I think it's wise for us to just say here are our 10, maybe it's that. Here's our 10 favorite Chromebooks of the year.
I think that's exactly the way to do it. And
or here's our 10 favorite Chromebooks at the end of 2023, kind of that mentality around it.
And I think that it's not... It's not just devices that were released this year.
No.
This is our list at the end of the year right now as we're looking at every Chromebook that's available on the market. What are our top 10?
Somebody came to me and said, I want a list of 10 Chromebooks that I should be able to wade through. Here they are.
So let's workshop it. Let's talk through.
You're going to have to jot them down because it's going to be quick fire.
I think we probably know...
Dragonfly.
Number one. I think we probably know number one.
It's the best Chromebook ever made, period. Sorry.
It is.
But, you know, unless you're hung up on it having to be a convertible, as long as you're not hung up on that, it's the best Chromebook that's ever been made.
Number one. I'm writing it down.
Yeah.
Dragon.
I rewrote that article, I don't know, a month ago or something, just about why it's still the king of the hill. It's not even close. Like, when you get it out and start using it, it's like, this isn't close. This isn't a fair fight. This thing's in the class all by itself right now. And that's okay. That's where it is. It's HP knows it. They've never put it on sale. Not once. Never been on sale. Not even $10 off.
And
not even a free fry. Not even a Coke.
Not even a Coke's worth.
Nothing. You're gonna pay $9.99 or else, because it's awesome.
Which,
it's like, okay, you know, I get it. You made it an awesome thing. It just needs to be at Best Buy or something.
Which we were talking just this morning about this. That I want to get some feedback from HP. If anybody from HP is listening right now, please email me and let me know. You can just email info@chromeunbox.com. That this device, there was so much fanfare. They, you know, had this awesome reviewers workshop. We were in New York City.
It was a great time.
You know, there was media there. They were really leaning into this device and what it's, you know, what it's targeting, and freelancers using this device, and really went super into depth about Robbie's gonna be steaming.
It's all good.
Robbie has a Vicks steamer. What is that called? Steam inhaler.
Not really. It's like a vaporizer. You just put it over your face and inhale some. It makes a vast difference. Like, as soon as I got done, I was like, wow, my voice is back. And I mean, it goes away in 3 minutes. But, you know, I figure while I'm not talking, I can be inhaling some steam over here.
Huff it up, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I added some other stuff in there. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. This podcast is going to take an abrupt and strange turn here in just a moment.
Oh, God, have we been podcasting for like an hour?
Dude, it's been 15 minutes.
No, it's just water and Vicks.
I've been reading Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and it's pretty trippy in certain points. I love it so much. So this device, there was so much fanfare. They said it was going to be in Best Buy. They, I think at one point, said there was a marketing push around the Dragonfly Pro, and that
none of that
hasn't happened. And I've been using it now for
the better part of a couple months.
2 months, I would say. And I am just falling more and more in love with this thing every day. I don't want to let it go. I don't want anyone else to touch it. I'm very protective. It was sitting on the coffee table the other day, and I was like, Robbie, what are you doing? Get away. Don't mine.
Stop looking at it.
There's
too many Chromebooks to review. I can't even mess with that thing.
If you used it, you wouldn't want to go review anything else.
It would taint all the other reviews.
Right, because it's so incredible.
I even said that in that write-up. I was like, I purposely stay away from it because I feel like it's not representative of
the Chromebook market. It's not.
It is so far above and beyond everything else.
Like, it's great.
And if you've never messed with one, that's a real shame. That's why Best Buy needs to have it in store. People need to be able to walk up and touch one of these things, hear the speakers, feel the keyboard, look at the RGB lighting, see the ridiculous brightness.
The screen.
Feel what the trackpad feels like. Pick it up, feel the build quality, like all of the exceptional things that it does. Like, it's bonkers how good it is. It really is. And
you pay for it. And like you said, it has not been on sale. That either means that they have sold a good amount of them and they're happy with that and they don't want to discount it and they're just not going to, or it's the opposite, that they don't have a lot of, they didn't make many of them in the first place, and so they've got to keep that price at a certain point.
Here's the thing.
To break even or make their margins.
We can't spend this much time on all these Chromebooks.
I know. This one's number one.
Long and I'll literally not be able to speak. You know, the way the Chromebook market is now, and especially now that we've kind of got to push towards the middle, there'll be 13th gen Chromebooks coming out. There's a couple out right now. There'll be some more of those for sure. But the Chromebooks have gotten so good, and they have so much headroom to them from a performance standpoint, that the Dragonfly Pro will be completely relevant all year next year. Completely and utterly relevant. So it wouldn't surprise me one bit for them to have kind of looked at this year and gone, okay, well, that was pretty good. Let's do another revamp of some of the manufacturing on this and do, you know, quarter one, let's do a push to, we're not going to introduce another one of these things.
It's the same device. And
they don't need to do that. They just, you know, get it, like, it's been out of stock in white for like a month now, I think, you know, and so it's indicative of one of two things. They're either going to back out and they're done with it and it was a cool ride, or they're selling them nicely at a nice pace that they can keep up with, and there's really no reason to stop doing so. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. you don't need a new one to come mm-hmm. out. We really yep. don't.
It's great.
I mean, what's the 13th? I literally can't tell. I'm sure there's, I've run some benchmarks and stuff on 13th versus 12th gen
marginal.
Processors. It's not even TikTok it's difference. Marginal. It's like, yeah. that sometimes 12th gen processors are faster. You know, and so I maybe they're a little more battery efficient, the 13th gen ones, possibly, but it's the same process, same size process, and it's basically the same core structure from Intel, so it's not that big of a deal for them to change that. And so it just kind of makes it to where it's like they have another year in this thing for sure. Like, not another year that they could leave it on shelves, like another year they could market
push it.
And yeah. maybe, you know, coming at the end of this year, beginning of next year, they ramp the stock back up a little bit and they get it in Best Buy. Mm-hmm. I just thought about this, but hell, maybe they're selling out of these and they're just going to print some with Chromebook Plus on the lid.
Ooh.
I mean,
ooh, that's a thought. Ooh, I hadn't thought about that.
How'd they name it though? The Dragon HP Dragonfly Pro Chromebook Plus. Nah, no. Don't do that.
It's so, just the Dragonfly Pro Chromebook Plus version.
Yeah,
there you go.
Don't do that. Just it's its own thing. It's a unicorn. Mm-hmm. But just put more of them on. Get them on shelves. Get them in Best Buy.
Yes.
You don't have to change anything.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's clearly number one. It's like Robbie said, the best Chromebook that's ever been made. It is exceptional in so many ways, and I wish that more people could go see it. And if somebody walks into Best Buy and they're wanting to spend, they know they've got $1,500 to spend on a new MacBook Air or whatever, and they see that sitting there and they're like, whoa, have it, what is this? I at least want to like check this out. You may not buy it. I get that. But just so that people could see it would be really cool.
The other crazy part about it is it has its Windows
variant
that's basically the exact same thing with some different buttons sibling. On the side. It doesn't have as nice of a screen. Mm-hmm. I don't even think the internals are as good.
No,
it's it's an inferior product to the Chromebook one. And so it's like, this thing needs to be on shelves. I mean, just that's all there is to it. It needs to be out there, because the problem with a device like this, at least the Pixelbook, the Pixel Slate, and the Pixelbook Go, the Pixelbook Go not so much, but the first two, though they were priced out of a lot of people's reality, like $999, especially when the Pixelbook in 2017 came out, we were like
ahead of its time, and yet still sold
crazy
a lot.
Eventually people came around to it, but you know what, it was in Best Buy's. People could go see it, touch it, see it, feel it, pick it up, look at it, realize that when we as reviewers say this thing is crafted so well, they pick it up and go, oh god, you're right, that this is amazing. Like, you know, it's hard to take people's word sometimes. So it got to behave as a Halo device, even though it wasn't selling like absolute hotcakes. Because the HP is hidden on the internet, and it's this mysterious thing, most people never see it, touch it. It's not getting to fulfill the Halo device status that it needs to be. Like, it should be the thing that, like, Samsung does this. It is a normal thing in electronics to have this, to have Halo devices that basically, that's the thing everybody wants, and then you produce the stuff that most people can buy.
Yep.
That's the A series and the whatever Samsung FEs and all that stuff. That's why they do that. It's why Apple does it. Apple makes the Pro Max mega iPhone thing.
Titanium.
With titanium. I don't want to start on that. My wife is so sick every time. I'm like,
titanium.
That's the only thing they can say about that phone? The new iPhone with titanium.
What?
That's what you got. Dude. This is the best thing our phone's got, is it's a different metal.
Robbie, it came from space.
Yeah, whatever.
It came from space.
I've been hitting golf balls with titanium clubs for 30 years. Get over it. You put some on the side rails of your phone. Wow. God, what an innovation.
Revolutionary.
Sorry, I'm wasting.
All right, yeah,
I don't
want
to waste my
don't
voice
waste your breath. Don't waste
on trash.
Don't waste those vocal cords.
Don't waste my pipes. What was that? It was Halo devices. Halo, it's not getting to do its Halo thing. Yeah. That's what bugs me.
The Dragonfly Pro for HP is top of the line. I mean, it's one of their... Yeah. They have Spectre, which is the Windows
up there.
Stuff. It's probably equivalent to Dragonfly. Yeah. And so yeah, you put that thing out there, and then yeah, not everyone's going to go spend $1,000 on the Dragonfly Pro, but they might spend.
They sure as heck could go spend $379 on the HP X360. That they're like, that's pretty good.
Yep.
It's not quite as good as the Pro. It's not. It is not. In any way, as good.
Yes.
But the Halo device gives you that thing where like people look at it and go, "Wow, that is amazing." But I can get this in my price range, and it's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
And that's its whole purpose, and it's not getting to live that out right now.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sad. But
yeah.
Hopefully that will change.
Right. So moving on, other devices. I don't know that we got to put these in order right now.
No, just as we think of them.
Other devices that are in the top 10. I know of
Slim 3i. Slim 3i.
I know that there's, well, that one for sure.
That's my boy.
Robbie loves him some Slim 3i.
I do.
It's a fantastic device.
I'm telling you, you haven't even really like used it.
No, I have not.
You would get attached to it.
I have filmed it. I've taken film of it.
It. He didn't take no film.
We don't have film.
He took zeros and ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Slim 3i, I love it. Aluminum lid, super, super firm build quality, great backlit keyboard, 300 plus nit, super duper punchy anti-glare screen, touchscreen, great trackpad, fast internals, tight package. Man, I love that Chromebook. I can't wait to get back to that Chromebook. And I got so many reviews to do. I just want to get back to my Slim 3i. I miss it.
And solid price.
I mean, it's $550. I think is the right price for it. Some people might look at me like the Slim is $550. I'm like, it's a nice Chromebook.
Use it, yeah.
It's a very nice Chromebook.
Yeah, just trust us.
But yeah, it's been $200 off now for over a week. At $350,
all
no brainer.
Like all day.
At under $400, unless you have to have a convertible, go buy this. Like it is the one to go get. It is so good. I love that Chromebook.
516 GE.
Also love that Chromebook.
Has to be on the list.
And as much as the Slim 3i is like my favorite like tight portable device, like when it really like push comes to shove, perfect example. I knew I was going to be on a cruise boat in October. And it was like, this is the only computing device I'm going to take with me. The one I picked up was the 516 GE. And that says a lot. Just because it's just got so many superlatives. You know, the screen is obviously the big win. So it's 16 inches, but 16 by 10. Just, it's huge.
It's
the same as that MacBook I'm looking at over there. You know, just that size of a screen is so fantastic. It just gives you so much space.
For productivity, it's
and
lights out.
The mix of that and Quad HD, like doing 1080p on that size doesn't really gain you anything. It makes it easier to sit back a little bit because everything's big on the screen, but doing it Quad HD, it actually gives you more room on the screen. You have more pixels to deal with. That's fantastic. 120 hertz makes it fantastic. It's anti-glare with it's rated at 350 nits. I'm pretty sure I've tested it at 400. Super bright, punchy display. Like, the display is just killer on that Chromebook. It's so good. And when you want to play some games, obviously, it's being able to take advantage of 16 by 10 QHD, 120 hertz. It's like GeForce Now was made for that Chromebook. Yeah. I mean, it's all the things. Because it's the same. I feel like the panel is pretty similar in that Lenovo gaming Chromebook that can't ever find anymore. It's never in stock anywhere. I think they're the same panel on the higher end one of that. But you know, then you mix in the fact that it's a 16-inch Chromebook, and it's not thin. It's not like it's some like super duper thin Chromebook. It's not like stupid thick either. It's just kind of normal looking. It's only 3.75 pounds for a 16-inch Chromebook. And you pick it up and grab the bottom end of the chassis, and there's some metal and some plastic or whatever. Rigid as all get out. Big upward firing speakers. Great port selection. RGB keyboard. Come on.
It's
fantastic.
It's fantastic.
It is
and
just my favorite.
We had it today over at the presentation.
I'm telling you, man, when I need...
It's your workhorse.
When I got to rely on something to get dirt stuff done. Sorry, I have to bleep that. It's the one I always am like, where is it? I need that. I feel comfortable. Like that one's going to do it.
Which should say something. We have,
yeah, we got all of them.
We got a lot of Chromebooks in the office right now. And yeah, that's one that Robbie reaches for.
It's a year old. I know it technically came out last year. I don't care.
Nope.
The other gaming Chromebooks were okay and they were fine.
Would you want to include the Asus on this list?
The CX? Yeah, I was going to put it on here. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's just expensive.
Vibe CX34, correct?
Yep. Yeah. So it didn't come out with the other ones in the fall. It came out
CES. That's what happened.
It held back. And it is excellent as well. It's a thick boy. Mm-hmm. So it's like the CM34 Chromebook Plus. The bodies of those are similar, but it's white and it's really cool looking. And it's got a great texture to it.
Orange accents.
Again, super firm. Hmm. Feels like, pick it up, it's like, this thing is well made. 144 hertz screen, super bright, touchscreen, convertible, pen input, RGB keyboard, which oddly enough, nobody does the RGB keyboard nearly as good as the Dragonfly.
It's the keycaps on the Dragonfly. So, I don't know.
It's so bright.
It's just so, yeah.
It could be under big lighting and the RGB just like pops off.
I don't know what they did to make that pop.
I think they just put super bright lighting under it. Like, I just think that, again, that I don't want to get back in the Dragonfly, but
It keeps pulling us back. Yeah, I think that's what it does.
It was considered. Everything about that Chromebook was considered. And I think they thought about every bit of it. Like, well, if we're going to put RGB in here, we're not putting the one in there that's kind of iffy. We're going to put the best.
We're going all out.
Because, you know, like the CX34, the Vibe, and the 516GE, they have RGB lighting. And when it's dim, it looks cool.
If you're in a dim environment, you can see it.
But if you're not, you can't see it. Like, you literally can't see it. I was showing a kid at that thing today. I was showing them that Chromebook. And I'm like, it's got RGB lighting. And
can't really see it right now.
We were under some bright light, but you can't see it. So, with the Dragonfly, that would not be a problem. But it's a small issue.
Of the gaming devices, I think, as far as top 10 goes, those are the two.
Oh, 100%.
I don't know that the Lenovo's making the list.
No, it was a little flimsy on the bottom end, and it was fine. To me, it wasn't. It's so similar in make and performance to the 516 that it's not even close. It's a perfect, those two devices are a perfect example of taking the same baseboard, taking the same specs, taking the same stat sheet and all that stuff, and having two completely different products that come off the line. Two completely different. The Lenovo one was fine, and the Lenovo knocks out a lot of stuff. Again, you heard me talk about the Slim 3i. I love that thing. But the gaming Chromebook was kind of like,
What was the model of the gaming one? I forget.
I think it was just called Gaming Chromebook. 16-inch gaming Chromebook.
That's why I forgot. It's a terrible name.
Forgettable name. It's like, is that actually the name? No, it's actually the FRT 746929.
It's that gaming Chromebook. Which one? You know, the one. The Lenovo one.
The one.
Which one? Yeah, the gaming Chromebook.
It's a, you know.
Okay, moving on. I feel like for me, the Duet 5 is still top 10.
Yeah, I mean, if there's the update issue that's going on right now, but that'll get resolved hopefully pretty soon.
With that resolved, I think for that form factor, for someone who's interested in a detachable, it's
100%.
It's solid.
Yeah, it won't get unseated until whatever comes next, which we hope.
We're going to put it on. We're going to put it on for now.
I like it. I like it on the list. I think we don't do it and the Duet 3. I think it's just the Duet 5. Like, the Duet 3 is good, but the one you can get most times is 4 gigs of RAM. And go get the Duet 5. You're going to have a better experience with the OLED screen and 8 gigs of RAM.
The OLED screen. It's nice. It's nice. And, I mean, we've been tracking and hoping for an update, and hopefully that will happen. We were going to talk a little bit about the update issue. The Duet 5 has some issues with USB that are holding it back.
Yeah, there's a firmware, something in the one move, what happened post 117, basically.
Because it went back to 16, right?
Yeah, so any update past 116 right now causes, in a very small handful of devices, it causes boot loops. And then the people that have gotten the update, a lot of times their USB Type-C is work sometimes, doesn't work, they got to restart.
Yeah.
It's a firmware issue with that piece of hardware, the exact USB Type-C port they have on that board. But in order to fix it, they're having to basically get that part back in Lenovo's hands, or maybe even whoever built the motherboard's hands. I'm not really sure. They just said the manufacturer for diagnostic. The ones they have aren't doing the boot loop issue. So they've only heard reports of it. So that makes it even harder
to diagnose.
Eventually, they'll be able to find that bug, hopefully from some bug reports, figure out, recreate that bug, and then be able to figure out, hey, here's the workaround for this hardware. Because obviously at this point, they're not going to be doing any kind of recalls or anything. And it's apparently a very small portion of people, but it's enough that they're worried if they push it out, maybe that, I'm making up numbers here, that 50 devices that had the issue now become 500, and now you got to do a recall. So it's like, better play it safe. And not like 116 is broken or anything. You're missing out on some of the smaller new features that have rolled out in the last couple of editions of Chrome OS.
And so, I mean, that issue aside, the Duet 5 is still a great device.
On sale for $329 too.
And that helps. Value proposition there is great. And if,
or $379. I think it's
$379.
It's $130 off, I think, is right.
And if it just had a new updated processor in it, that would be
I have high hopes.
Robbie's still tracking.
I'm really hoping for CES, but we'll see.
Yeah, for sure. Five more devices off the top of your head right now. Which of the Plus devices are making it into those five slots?
So 3i is already in there. I'd have to make a pretty good argument for the... So the Acer 714 has to be on there. 100%. No question.
Yep.
It's certified, so...
But not a released...
Right.
Announced, part of the announcement device.
I feel like I'd put the Flex 5i on there. Like, I feel like they improved on so many things. The
screen's nice.
It is, and it's, you know, the keyboard's a little loose, and... Yeah, but overall, like during my review time, I really did like that device. I found little to gripe about with it. The move to a 14-inch 16x10 300+ nit screen is a big move up for the Flex 5 that's always had a 16x9 13.3-inch 250 nit screen all the time. They fixed that. Like, HP, get the message. Like, stop putting 250 nit screens in your Chromebooks.
X360?
I'm on the fence with that one. I really am. It's a good device, but I've had some people recently say, I got that device. I watched a review, and I got to agree, the bottom is
too
pretty
flexible.
Flimsy. And I'm like, it is. Like, I know it's, I don't know, some people it doesn't bother. It really doesn't.
If you have it sitting on a desk 90% of the time, you're never going to notice it.
That's the thing. If that's the only time you ever used it and you don't pick it up, like when I was doing my review of it, there were a few days there where I didn't take it off the desk, kind of forgot about the flimsiness. It looks great. The keyboard and trackpad are great. The screen's a little dim. You know, it's 250 nit, which is infuriating at this point. It's like you went out of your way to find a 250 nit screen. That 14-inch 16x10 screen is on like all Chromebooks at this point. Like, it's on all these Chromebooks. Like, there's plenty of them that are at least 300 nits. Why are you doing this? Like, it's so dumb.
I put it off on the side.
Let's put an asterisk on that one.
Put it off on the side.
So I'm sitting here, what, top of my head, man.
What about the not the Vibe CX34, but what about the Chromebook Plus CM?
The CM34. It would be right there in that realm too. It's like, it's really close. Like, it's a good workhorse machine.
Mm-hmm. What about the white Asus Chromebook Plus?
See, the problem is that one I have not sat down and spent a ton of time with. It looks really good.
Because it's just the Chromebook Plus CX34.
Yeah, no,
not
flippings.
Vibe. Yeah.
It's got some sharp edges to it. I'm giving away a little bit of some of the stuff I'll probably end up covering in the review on this one. I don't love the texture of the lid of it at all. I like the look of it. I don't like the texture of it. The plastic they used on the CX34, the Vibe, so good. It's like chalky. Great. It's fantastic. This is much cheaper feeling plastic. Some of the lines don't come together great. It's a little sharp. It's got a decent screen, decent trackpad, decent keyboard, and fast internals. It's like it does the Chromebook Plus
thing. It's got all the Chromebook Plus stuff.
Right. It's going to be a fine Chromebook. I'm using one right now. I'm not going to tell you what it is. That's not going to make the list, but it's fine. You know, it's a Chromebook Plus, and it's fine. So, like, I don't know that I want to put those two. Okay. Nope. Nope. Yeah. And yeah, I think that covers all the Chromebook Pluses. How many we got now?
I've got 7 written down here and 3 on the side.
I feel like I'm missing some Chromebooks.
Feel like
some quote unquote older Chromebooks as well.
I feel like I'm just looking through our reviews right now. I feel like you can make an argument for the framework.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's totally in play. See, like that's a perfect one. I just forgot.
Yep. I think that one's it's not a device that's super mainstream. There's not, I don't know that a ton of people even know about it, but it's,
and for the money, now this is the problem with the framework, unless you're into the whole, like, I like to be able to take my device apart and possibly upgrade it and do all that kind of stuff. If you're into that, for the money, the better device overall is the Dragonfly. It's the same price, but it's, the framework is very good. It's very good. Like, I feel like we got to put it on there.
I think so. It's interesting too. It's it's an interesting device.
I'm trying to sit there and think through the stack of Chromebooks that's back there. I still feel like there's one or two that I'm... Oh, the Slim 3.
Yep, Slim 3 for sure.
I mean, you talk about ridiculously affordable. Like, it's been for a couple weeks now. It's $150. It's ridiculous. Like, it's all plastic, yes, but all the lines come together so well. Like, it feels good in your hand. It's got the exact same screen, I think, that the Slim 3i has. So it's like this super punchy, vibrant, bright touchscreen, anti-glare. It's got it's Lenovo, so it's got a decent keyboard and trackpad combo. And it's a good-looking little Chromebook, and it's $150 all the time. Like, it's ludicrous how good that one is. Like, that one's got to be on there. That was one of the other ones I was thinking early.
I'm sitting here thinking of other reviews that I remember just being like, you being super stoked on a device, and I just found it. I was like, there's one other one that we did early in the year, the Flip CX5400. You carried that device.
When did we review that?
That review came out in February. I was like,
I may have changed the date on that.
Okay.
There's no way.
Yeah. Maybe we did.
I want to say that's almost a 2-year device.
I just remember you.
It's fantastic.
Carrying that thing constantly.
It's fantastic. I love that Chromebook. I don't think you can buy it anywhere.
Let's go back to this screen. Yeah, if it's not available.
Like, Asus goes through these weird TikToks with their production. Like, that one just came out of nowhere, and then they followed it up with the CX5. No, that was after the CX5. And then they come back with a gaming Chromebook that was a regurgitated CM5. That's what it was. And I'm like, well, this is dumb. Like, this is no good. And the 5601, I've had some emails about it from people that, really like it and don't like the fact that I don't. But I went back and watched my review on it again. I'm like, yeah, I remember that device. It was weird. Like, there's so many things about it I did not care for. The 16-inch Asus, it was basically like the CX5. It's been on sale, and I had it on my deals thing for a little bit after one of those emails. And I'm like, at $400, I can overlook most of that stuff. But I look back at the review. I'm like, I don't change my mind. Like, there are serious issues with that Chromebook that they could have just fixed so easily. And so, like, those were weird. But then, you in the mix of that, you throw out the CX5400, which was just excellent. It was just so excellent. And I feel like a lot of that energy kind of went into the Vibe CX34, but it's nowhere near as like sleek and elegant as that device. I remember I took that device when I was reviewing it in 2021 on vacation. I remember being in Gulf Shores with that Chromebook and being like falling in love with it on that vacation. So yeah, it's definitely,
it's
definitely
old.
Older. So what's that? What are we at?
We're at 9 there. I think looking at this list,
we'll still think through it a little bit.
I think that the CM34 probably comes over.
I do too. Cause
I think that's the one that we pull
in that price range. Cause it's such an attractive price. You didn't have to worry about, you get the performance and stuff that you would get with the X360. The speakers aren't quite as good, but it's got good speakers on it. It's got a brighter screen. It's also convertible. It's also got pen support. Also had a really good keyboard trackpad. It's got the same type of internals, and it's not flimsy. And yeah, it's not as sleek and, you know, just good looking on the desk as the HP is, but at the end of the day, like, that only
boils
goes,
down to actually using
it. Goes
it
a little bit, you know, like, as long as it's not hideous, like it didn't have like 3-inch bezels or something stupid, the looks aren't that big of a deal. And I can remember my review time with the CM34 and writing that review before Chromebook Plus was a thing, and it's like that I didn't know at the time that that was going to be one, but it's like, yeah, just it nails all the basic parts. I remember just saying it was like an affordable workhorse or something like that. Like, it was just that kind of Chromebook. It's like, hey, it's not over here trying to be pretty, but it gets it all done really well.
Which is,
that's,
you know,
the promise of Chromebook Plus. That's the whole thing. It's blue collar, man. Get in, yep. get the job done.
So there you have it. We've
that's
got
it. Let's read them off.
We've got Dragonfly Pro number one. Not even,
yeah.
Undisputed.
Well, how about top nine and then best one?
Undisputed. The Slim 3i, the Acer 516GE, the Asus Vibe CX34, the Lenovo Duet 5, the Acer 714, the Flex 5i, the Framework Chromebook Edition, I think is the official name of that one.
Framework the, Laptop yeah. Chromebook Edition.
Yeah, Framework this Laptop Chromebook Edition.
Laptop. As if they make anything else.
This is the laptop version. Do you make a desktop? No. But this is the laptop.
Do you make a convertible? No. Do you make
and
a
then,
tablet? No.
And then we have the Slim 3, not 3i, regular Slim 3, and then the CM34. I think that's a very, very solid list.
Yeah. Oh, dang it. There's one more.
What'd you get?
And we're going to figure out.
What'd you get? I'm
sorry, Lenovo. I don't know why. The Slim 3 took it up. The Flex 3i.
Oh.
Very good device. Excellent device. Not Chromebook Plus, but not far off from being one. Like, they could release an 8 gig version of that with a better webcam, and it would be Chromebook Plus, and it feels like a Chromebook Plus. Like, it's got the N100 Intel processor. Like, it literally is a couple changes on the spec sheet away from being a Chromebook Plus. Like, to the point where there's a bunch of these N100, N200, N305 devices that are probably still going to be coming out quarter one. A bunch of them left, and some of them will be education. But it wouldn't surprise me one bit to see them rebrand one and throw the new Flex 3i Chromebook Plus. 100%. Matter of fact, if you're not thinking about that, Lenovo, and
go ahead and do
that. You should do that.
Go ahead and do that.
Just throw 8 gigs of RAM in it.
And
leave the processor. Or, you know, they have to bump the processor up too. I forget about that. The N100 and 200 don't technically count.
305.
Which is a bummer because they're plenty fast enough. But like, bump it up to N305. It's the same chip, basically. It's a bumped up version, so you don't have to change the board or anything.
But it falls into an i3 class, right? Yes.
Right. There's a couple. The Slim 3i has that Core i3 N305. So bump it up. 4 gigs of RAM. Put the N305 in it.
Done.
Slap a 1080p webcam in there. I'm sure you got them laying around.
Yep.
It'll fit in that spot.
Leave
Chromebook
else.
Plus on the lid. Ship it.
Done. There you go. We figured out Q1 for you, Lenovo.
There
you go.
Got it.
We expect to see that
I hope
at
it's
CES.
At CES. They're going to have like scotch tape
on
a Flex 3i. Yeah. This is it. Does
Here
it
you go, Robbie.
RAM?
Robbie.
Well,
Robbie,
this one didn't have, we didn't have the RAM for this.
Is this good for you?
No, but just pretend it is.
Yeah,
it's basically what
it's
you
coming.
Asked for.
It's what you wanted. It's what you asked for.
So we got to put it on there. So we're going to have to bump something.
Yeah, well, This is a workshop. We're gonna have to do some evaluating here.
Yeah, maybe
we're gonna have to do
top,
some rating.
Maybe we do top 12.
Yeah,
12 days sure. of Christmas.
12 days of Christmas.
12 days of Chromebooks.
12 days of Chromebooks.
Each day we release one new one.
You are a marketing genius.
What time? What day is it? We got time.
Yeah, we got time. We got time.
And at the end of it, we put one video out that has all of them in it.
I think you are the smartest man I've ever met. There you go.
I've been trying to tell him.
Look, workshop.
I'm trying to tell him.
Workshop. We're workshopping it, folks. Yes.
Green lighting
as
I'm going to spitball something.
As Kenny. I'm just going to throw this out there. Green lighting. Off the cuff.
Just off the cuff.
Off the cuff.
But hey, after we get done with this meeting, yeah, keep that close to the vest. You know?
Yeah, keep that close. The optics of this are going to be something we're going to need to think through.
What's funny is if Kenny, for some reason, did listen to this, he'd be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, no, that's all stuff I say. But there you have it. There's top 12 Chromebooks of Christmas.
I like it.
Stay tuned. We'll be releasing this officially soon, but you heard it first here on the Chromecast podcast. Us working through this list. This is great. This is like this is two birds, one stone type
this
thing.
This is multitasking. You know? we needed to do this.
This is a meeting we were
going to
have anyway. This is what we're going to start doing. We're just going to start having meetings that are just podcasts. It's great. I love it. All right, folks. We appreciate you all tuning in and listening. If you like this show, make sure to follow. If you're on Spotify or wherever you listen to this show, follow along so that way you don't miss future episodes. We're trying this little bit of a new format of doing one topic episodes, and I think it's really fun. So I'd love for you to listen in and give us feedback. Let us know. Alrighty, we'll catch you all in the next one. See ya. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. You can find show notes over at chromeunbox.com/podcast. And if you want to stay up to date with everything that's happening in the world of Chrome and Chrome OS, make sure to check out our website, chromeunboxed.com, and follow us on social media by searching for @ChromeUnboxed. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.